16-year-old Amber Rose Johnson, the 2010 National Endowment for the Arts Poetry Out Loud champion.
This is Sonnet 116, Let Me Not to the Marriage of True Minds by William Shakespeare. Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediments. Love is not love which alters when it alteration finds, or bends with the remover to remove. Oh no, it is an ever fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. It is the star to every wandering bark, whose worth's unknown, although his height be taken. Love's not time's fool, though rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come. Love alters not with his brief hours and weeks, but bears it out, even to the edge of doom. If this be error, and upon me proved, I never writ, nor no man ever loved.
One of three poems Amber Rose Johnson recited recently to win the 2010 National Endowment for the Arts Poetry Out Loud contest. She won from a field of nearly 350,000 high school students. Johnson is 16 years old and says winning was like a dream.
There was nothing like that moment when they called my name. I can't even begin to describe. I don't even know what I was feeling. It was just like, I was speechless. I couldn't laugh. I couldn't cry. I couldn't scream. I kind of just stood there backstage like, is this really happening? But definitely all the work up to that point counted just as much as that final moment when I became the national champion. Because really, Poetry Out Loud is about all the months and all the smaller competitions before the nationals.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, how you got into it in the first place. Have you always liked poetry? Is a question I suppose everybody has asked you.
I have always liked poetry for a couple of reasons. One, because reading, my family has always been into reading. As a very little girl, I love to read. I love the way the stories seem to jump off the page for me. And my father was really the one that introduced me to recitation. Every night, he would read me a story, and it was like the words, they couldn't be more alive. I feel like I was watching these stories pan out right in front of my bed. So poetry has always been very alive in our family.
Let's give people another taste of what you can do. There was another poem that you recited for the national finals, Walking Down Park.
Yes, love that poem.
Would you do it for us?
I would love to. I wonder if Nikki Giovanni's listening.
Let's hope.
Yeah, I know, right? I love you, Nikki. Okay, so this is Walking Down Park by the lovely Nikki Giovanni. Walking down park, Amsterdam or Columbus, do you ever stop to think what it looked like before it was an avenue? Did you ever stop to think what you walked before you rode subways to the stock exchange? We can't be on the stock exchange. We are the stock exchanged. Did you ever maybe wonder what grass was like before they rolled it into a ball and called it Central Park, where syphilitic dogs and their two-legged tubercular masters fertilized the corners and sidewalks? Ever want to know what would happen if your life could be fertilized by a love thought? From a loved one who loves you. Ever look south on a clear day and not see Times Squares, but see tall birch trees with sycamores touching hands and see gazelles running playfully after the lions. Ever hear the antelope bark from the third floor apartment? Ever, did you ever sit down and wonder about what freedom could bring? It's so easy to be free. You start by loving yourself. Then those who look like you, all else will come naturally. Ever wonder why so much asphalt was laid in so little space? Probably so we would forget the Iroquois, Algonquin, and Mohicans who could caress the earth. Ever think what Harlem would be like if our herbs and roots and elephant ears grew, sending a cacophony of sound to us, the parrot parroting, black is beautiful, black is beautiful. Owls sending out hoos, making love, and me and you just sitting in the sun trying to find a way to get a banana tree from one of the monkeys. Koala bears in the trees laughing at our listlessness. Ever think it's possible for us to be happy?
Very nice.
Thank you.
Do you remember the first time you read that?
I do remember the first time I read it, yes.
Do you remember what you thought about it as you read it?
Well, I consider me reading that poem for a couple first times. The very first time that I read it, I said, there's no way I'm doing this poem. Because it was too overdone. Everybody was doing this poem. Everybody wanted to do Walking Down Park. And then my sister and I, my coach, sat and we were going through the anthology and she said, Amber, I really, really love this poem. So she had me read it out loud. And that was another first time for me. When you really sit with a poem and let the words paint the picture, you will be amazed at what you find within the lines.
Yeah. Do you think poetry is better out loud than on the page?
Do I think it's better? I don't know if I can say better. I do know that there is something amazing about giving life to a poem with a voice. I know that there are some poems. Actually, yeah. Okay. I am just going to say that it's better. Because now that I'm thinking about it. Because, you know, some poems, they look beautiful on a page. But if you can give voice to a poem in a way that really keeps the poem, you know, because a big thing about poetry out loud is not letting yourself get in the way. I've always tried to find the voice of the author within the poem, find the heartbeat of the poem, find what the poem wants, what the poem's trying to say, and then sync that with my own thoughts and with my own heartbeat, if you will, so that we're really able to come together as one, not Amber overpowering the poem, not the poem overpowering Amber, but really a nice combination of the two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, I know you're only 16. You understand that these poems are with you for the rest of your life, right?
I do. I do. And that is why when I chose the poems, I really wanted to choose poems that were going to have meaning with me and that I could, you know, really hold on to and recollect any time in my life.
Amber Rose Johnson is the 2010 National Endowment for the Arts Poetry Out Loud Champion.